Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. AM. It is Thursday morning here on KSJE, and I have another special segment this morning to talk about a special event for veterans coming up early next month, and talking to veterans who own their own homes. San Juan County Assessor Jimmy Voita is here in the studio with me, as well as Beverly Charlie. She's the tribal liaison for the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services, and welcome both of you. Good to have you here.
Morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you both for being here. And so, Jimmy, let me start with you by talking a little bit about this event and kind of what it's designed to do. I guess explain to veterans all the benefits they're entitled to, correct, if they own a home?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just trying to, you know, we've got a push to try to get veterans to take advantage of this property exemption that they, you know, if they're an honorably discharged veteran and they own their own home, then they qualify for a property exemption, and we would, you know, like them to take advantage of it. So we're just kind of doing a push, and the state's coming in, and they're going to do on-the-spot exemptions on March 10th. So
there you go. These are property tax exemptions that
Correct.
We're talking about, right?
Correct. So, yep.
And that could save quite a bit of money for folks, right?
Yeah. So it takes, you know, if they're just an honorably discharged veteran, that, you know, it can take off $4,000 off the value, off the taxable value of their home. And then if they're a 100% disabled, then they can, you know, then they would be totally tax exempt.
They're Got it.
Just their house. So
right.
So it's, you know, it's a nice benefit for them, and we would like to reach out and make sure that they're all taking advantage of this.
Very good. Beverly Charlie, with the work that you do, I mean, I imagine veterans may not be aware of some of these benefits that they're entitled to from their service, right?
Yes, I agree. A lot of veterans that come into the office are morally probably just questioning themselves to where they never heard about these services. Now they are hearing about it, and they're so I'm really glad we're having this event that throws it out there out loud. It lets us know that the San Juan County is supporting our veterans as well. So this is a good thing.
Very, very true. And so it's planned for March the 10th. Which, as I mentioned, is coming up, right? 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. over at your office there in Aztec, right?
The county
building.
Office. Yep. And the state's going to be there, and they're from the Department of Veterans, and they're going to do just kind of on-the-spot approvals. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so we just want to get the word out.
To add a little more to what he said, the state will be there, our department, our benefits department. They will issue the certificates, the green, the 4,000, and the waiver right on spot. So it'll be like a one-day effect services at that point where the veteran will, they'll need to bring in their documents to apply. And then once we get them registered, they'll get their certificate, go into Voita's office, and then come turn around, and then they should be pretty much done all in one.
A one-stop shop, as it were, right? Is the kind of what it's designed to do, it sounds like to me, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's a great thing. And I'm looking at the poster that we're showing to our video audiences this morning, and it's mentioning, too, that unmarried surviving spouses of veterans, are they also eligible for some of this?
Yes. In that case, too, they'll need, again, documents is very important, DD-214, death certificate, marriage certificate, if their husband was in prior to 100% permanent and total, they'll need to have some kind of verification as well.
Got it.
And we'll go back, list New Mexico driver's license with a voter register ID card or one of the two.
Okay, those are all the documents.
Those are the documents. And I mean, there's a different one too, I guess, looking at the DD-214, but above all, that's what a lot of us recognize.
Right, understood. And so that's important for folks to have with them when they come on the 10th. They'll have to go home and come back.
Yes.
But you'll be there all day, 10 to 7:30. So it should be a fairly easy thing, and to be able to issue these exemptions on the spot, and that's really what it's designed to do.
That's the most important part. We're very excited that it's going to happen.
Right. And Jimmy Voita, the time of year, I mean, is this a good time to get these exemptions in? I mean, it's maybe too late for last year's tax assessments and things like that, but certainly this is the time that you're starting up for 2023, isn't it?
That's correct. So they'll have until, you know, people have until what is it, April, end of April, beginning of May to apply for these exemptions. But the state, you know, this worked out for them and for us. And we're, you know, big supporters of the veterans.
Right.
So, you know, we were like, heck yeah, let's do this.
Right. Get on board.
Yeah.
And get the word out. And I know this is just one of many exemptions for property owners in New Mexico. This is for veterans, of course, but I know there are others that folks should make themselves aware of and things along that line. You haven't been shy about talking about these things with me year after year.
Yeah.
But that's always important to know as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a head of household. If you just own and live in your home, you know, you'd qualify for an exemption, and we want you to ask you to apply for that, you know, take advantage of that.
And that was so easy, even I could do it, that's what I'm saying. So it's a form, really, and
yeah,
that's
it's
it.
Just a simple form. Yeah, so, yeah. But if you don't apply, then you won't get it. And then once you apply once, as long as you continue to own and live in that home, you know, it just carries forward every year. And that's usually, depends on the mill rates, but it's usually about $40 a year. But, you know, over 10 years, that's, you know, $400, so it adds up.
Sure.
There's also a what they call a senior freeze. So if you're 65 or older and make less than, you know, that number changes a little every year. It's around $37,000 or $38,000 a year. Then you get that they roll the value back, and there's a complex form. You know, it was designed by the state legislature. But
say no more.
Yeah.
That explains everything.
Yeah, exactly. But
it does help seniors
that
meet that criteria.
Yeah, and if the people are on a fixed income, you know, dollars are tough, so it helps them out. So
sure.
We encourage them to come in and apply for that as well.
Got you. But I know this morning we're talking about veterans, and so that's the focus, and I want to make sure everyone understands what we're talking about. But this event, March the 10th. Yeah. A chance to do all this in one stop and get that certificate and get that exemption, right? And talk more about the benefits that these veterans are entitled to.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're you know, we encourage them. We're, like I said, we're veteran friendly. We want them to get in there and take advantage of that stuff. You know, they earned it. You know, so let's get them in there and have them do it.
Right, very true. And Beverly Charlie, again, when you're working with some of these veterans and some of the work that you do, telling them about some of the things that they're entitled to and should be taking advantage of, I mean, hopefully it's a pretty easy sell to get these veterans to sign up for some of these things that they've earned for their service.
Absolutely. A lot of our veterans, I think, even as, you know, Voida and I were in the service, we're very proudful. But sometimes when financial hits, that's when we really start thinking about our benefits and what we need to do. So I really encourage a lot of these veterans to come in, even on March 10th when we have this event. It's also focused on the exempt, not just a waiver. So
right.
Both, and they can do both. And that exempt can be used two different ways, one or the other, either on the vehicle registration or on the house property. So if a veteran comes in, or the veterans that are listening, they say, well, I live on the Navajo Reservation and I don't have property tax, they can use that tax exempt for their vehicle registration.
Good point.
So, yeah, we want to make sure. We want them to come in and say, you know, I don't want them to be scared away, say I don't have property taxes.
Right.
So we got to make sure that they all come in.
Right. And so it could work for the vehicle registration fees in New Mexico as well.
As well, yes.
And so that's an important thing. And again, same thing, right? They can come in this one day on March the 10th.
Exactly.
And get everything taken care of for that.
And I'm sure our staff, too, will look at other benefits, too, under the state of New Mexico. And, of course, write the note. We also have, like, the fishing game, the parks pass. That they can apply for. We'll even, you know, let them know about the wartime scholarship, stuff like that that falls under the state that they're also that they can apply for. So
got you. And so obviously you'll have a good component of staff there to help as well on this particular day, right?
When folks are coming in. We'll have staff coming in from Albuquerque and Santa Fe that are just excited and wanting to be here. This will be our first one for the San Juan County. And of course, we've thought about it in the past, but we've always had something in front of us that has gotten in our way, such as the pandemic or just something.
Right.
But this year, we're definitely going to make it a move, and we're in the plans and we're excited.
The timing is right. So before the next variant comes, let's take advantage
of being
able to do some of these things in person for sure.
For the Parks Pass and we had talked about the fishing game, those aren't a one-day turnaround stop shop. Those, of course, we'll get them ordered.
Yeah.
We'll apply for them. And eventually they'll get to the veteran. But the one day is regarding the tax exempt and the waiver.
That's what you're going to do on March the 10th. The others, though, might take
a few weeks.
The
others will apply for it, but they'll get it later on in the mail.
Right. But at least it'll get applied and you'll help them get that done. So that's a good thing. So very good. Well, thank you both for coming in and talking about this morning. It's a great opportunity, again, and a reminder to veterans of just how much benefits they can take advantage of. So
Yeah, absolutely.
It's an important thing. So, wonderful. Thank you both very much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Us.
You're
we
very welcome. It. My guests this morning, Jimmy Voita and Beverly Charlie with me here on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.